المستشفى ما بدو أطب ومستشفى ما بدو غيرك يا عمري
أدوك المياس يا عمري بغسين البنك ديوزري أدوك المياس يا عمري بغسين البنك
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down
For the best music in your town
On the next Way Back Country Jamboree, coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
From the Ernest Tubb Record Shop, 417 Broadway, Nashville, Tennessee, it's the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right into
thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you.
Howdy, friends and listeners. The Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. This here is your old host with the most, Country Western Music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to invite y'all in for the next 2 hours as we pay tribute and remember the 40th anniversary of the sad passing of Ernest Tubb, ODT, and also known as the Texas Troubadour. So sit back and enjoy this trip down memory lane with our tribute to the 40th anniversary to the late, great Ernest Tubb.
Set up two glasses, Joe, and turn the jukebox low. Let me sit and reminisce. Give me a little old-fashioned love, the kind that lingers through the years, the kind that's made by God above. That's the Longhorn Ballroom down in Dallas, Texas. They call me the Texas Troubadour there.
Texas Troubadour, that tall man with a distinctive voice and style, who became a giant among the early performers of country and western music, and whose career has never diminished from the succeeding years. To his millions of fans, he has become a legend. Their love is boundless. To the fledgling artist, songwriter, or friend, his hand and his help have always been extended. Their gratitude is universal. Elected to the Hall of Fame in 1965, Ernest Tubb.
Good morning, friends and listeners of the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. This series, your old host with the most, Country Western Music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to invite y'all in to the next 3 hours as we pay tribute to the 40th anniversary of the sad passing of Ernest Tubb, the Texas Troubadour, and also known as none other than ODT. And I don't mean the alien either. Anyway, yes, he sadly passed away 40 years ago, September 6th, 1984, of emphysema. With that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute to Ernest Tubb today with a lot of his great classics. And so let's give a little bit of history into ODT himself. First of all, he was born Ernest Dale Tubb on February the 9th, 1914, in the little town of Crisp, Texas. Having gained fame during the 40s and 50s as a major recording star for the country music industry, Ernest sadly passed away 40 years ago, the 6th of September, 1984. Some 40 years ago. However, he is still remembered and much loved country music pioneer and icon in that field of music that we love so well. So with all that said, let's open up today's program with paying tribute to the true country music hero and icon with Keith Bradford, our dear friend from Nashville, Tennessee there, and a tribute song, Keith, titled Ernest Tubb, Thanks a Lot. Then we'll follow with Ernest Tubb himself and one of his best remembered signature songs titled Walking the Floor Over You. And this is borrowed from the old Grand Ole Opry archives. With that, I'd like to wish everyone a happy Sunday and just say that we're still remembering you, Ernest Tubb, and we're still walking the floor 40 years after your passing. Welcome in, friends.
say goodbye like we said hello. Yes, your love lifted us high as two glasses, Joe. Before Conway, Ernest sang duets with Loretta. Early on singing the soldier's last letter. Waltzing from Houston on into El Paso. After recording in Seattle. WSM, let us say goodbye like we said hello. Yes, your love lifted us high as two glasses, Joe. Thanks a lot for a little bit of everything. What happy thoughts your WSM music brings. Ernest Tubb take a backseat for you as we listen to Have You Ever Been Blue. We'll always be glad for the fortune in memories. Ernest Tubb's record shop and the Midnight Jamboree. On WSM, let us say goodbye like we said hello. Yes, your love lifted us high as two glasses, Joe. Try me one more time in the rainbow at midnight. It's been so long, darling. We sure miss you, Ernest Tubb.
Introduce a man who has become a legend in his own time, the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks out. Walking the floor. Back in just that day, you've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right. In the floor over you. Oh, buddy, lay on my mind. Now someday you may be lonesome too. For you, just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor.
Well, play us, friends. Following those opening numbers, we're back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. We're still coming to you, as always, via CFRC 101.9 FM and www.cfrc.ca. Now, as we get things underway here for this Sunday morning, let's get things off for this Sunday with sending a few special dedications out this morning. First, I'd like to send out a song to my dear Mama Dawn and her companion, as well as my stepfather, Big Daddy Al. For them, today will be one of the early classics from 1944 by Ernest Tubb, titled The Soldier's Last Letter. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my good friend out there in upstate New York, Jim Rogers, also known as Jimmy Rogers, who likes a good song by his namesake, of course, that will be America's Blue Yodeler, and the father of American country music, Jimmy Rogers himself. And so from him, it's going to be Yodeling My Way Back Home. And also, I'd like to send this song out to my dear friend, Willie LaPointe in Verona, Ontario as well. Then I would like to wrap up this set with sending out a song in loving memory of my late soulmate and also my true companion for shy of 4 years, Miss Velma LaPointe, who would have celebrated her birthday this past Thursday. So in memory of my dear angel in heaven, it'll be Alan Jackson and a song titled I Want to Stroll Over Heaven With You. With that, I'd like to say good morning to all my friends out there in radio world and say this is the Way Back Country Jamboree. Good morning, friends.
When the postman delivered a letter, it filled her dear heart. She read the inside. It was the last one from her darling boy. Dear Mom, was the way that it started. I miss you so much. It went on. Mom, I didn't know so, but I'll prove it when this war is won. I'm writing this down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat. You know as you did when I was a kid, and I'd come home with mud on my feet. The captain just gave us our orders, and Mom, we will carry them through. I'll finish this letter the first chance I get, but now I'll just say I love you. And the mother's old hands began to tremble, and she fought against tears in her eyes, but they came unashamed. She knew that her darling had died. That night as she knelt by her bedside, she prayed, Lord above, hear my plea, and protect all the sons that are fighting tonight. And dear God, keep America free.
I've been away just a year today, but soon I will cease to roam. I'm traveling along, doing no harm. I'm yodeling my way back home. Shack, yodeling for her this old tune. Adieu, oh, oh, little lady, the old lady, the old lady, the old lady. Adieu, I, oh, lady. I've traveled here, I've traveled there, searching for bluebirds in vain. Where are today? That's why I say I'm yodeling back home again.
Stroll over. Georgia. Kept my dad in the Macon jail.
Hello, this is Cowboy Joe Babcock, the writer of I Washed My Hands in Muddy Water, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree.
Well, I must have washed my hands in a muddy stream.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program, following those special dedications, to send us into the Ottawa Valley and take our weekly visit up to the beautiful valley we call the Ottawa. As we do this, let's send out our happiest of Sunday morning greetings to my dear friends and family away from home, Aunt Margaret and Uncle Rach Pisky. For them today, it's going to be the man who will forever be remembered as Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mac Beattie. In a classic from 1960s, I believe this was from 1964 on the Banff label entitled Take Me Back to the Madawaska Valley. Then we'll follow with another song going out to some dear friends of mine, Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Iron Prior, Ontario, and also Valley Heritage Radio. And so for them, it's going to be Ted Daigle, who for years was the voice of CKBY and CJET Radio. And with that, it's going to be a cover of the old Johnny Cash classic, I Still Miss Someone. Then we'll wrap up this set with another all-time favorite, this time by Mr. Roddy McCann of the McCann family, the largest musical family out of the Ottawa Valley, and he'll be doing a classic version of Sonny's Dream. So with that, I'd like to say good morning to all my Valley listeners and just say good day to the Valley. Welcome in, friends.
When the summer sun's declining o'er the hardwoods on the hills, and the lonesome whippoorwill begins to call, then my lonely heart starts pining for the duty bid it stills, and that valley that I love the best of all.
Take me back to the Madawaska Valley. Let me spend a holiday in the hills of Barry's Bay. How I'm longing for the lakes of California and the beauty of that valley home of mine.
Down the Quadville Road I wander, where the old stone fences lay, where my great grandfathers worked the land to clear. To the Palmer just up yonder, where the river wends its way, to the peaceful little village.
Take me back to the Madawaska Valley. Let me stroll beneath the pines by the old black gun of mine. How I'm longing for the honey hills of Princess, Madawaska, and that valley home of mine.
From Algonquin Park and Whitney, where the valley waters start, to Madawaska round the bend. How the beauty of it hits me, Mother Nature's won my heart, when I reach her fire at the river's end.
Take me back to the Madawaska Valley. How I miss the golden haze of those drowsy autumn days. God has made it and created.
See them everywhere. I'm miss the arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we've begun. There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone. For Luther. I go out on a party and look for a little fun. I find the dark corner, 'cause I still miss someone. Never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss the arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we've begun. There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone. I still miss someone.
Sonny lives on a farm in a wide open space. You can kick off your sneakers and give up the race. You can lay down your head by a sweet river bed. Sonny always remembers what his mama said, and she said, Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong. Sonny carries a load, though he's barely a man. There ain't all that much to do, but Sonny does what he can. And he watches the sea from a room by the stairs, and the waves keep on rolling, they've done that for years. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong. It's 100 miles to town, Sonny's never been there. But he goes to the highway, stands there and stares. And the mail comes at 4, the mailman is old. And he still dreams his dreams of silver and gold, silver and gold. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the nights get so long, the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, I'm not all that strong.
Sonny's dreams can't be real, they're just stories he's read.
Those stars in his eyes, yes, those dreams in his head. And his hurting inside for that wild world outside. But I know I can hold him. I've tried, Lord, I've tried, just yes, I've tried.
Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your dad
he's a sailor who never comes home. And the night gets long, the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, I'm not that strong. Sonny, don't go away, I am here all alone. And your daddy's a sailor who never comes home. And the night gets long, the silence goes on, and I'm feeling so tired, I'm not that strong. Sonny, don't go away, Sonny, don't go.
Just a country sad story full of sunshine and glory. Won't you come for a visit? Take the old Wakefield train.
Hi everybody, this is Wayne Rostad, and you're listening to Way Back Country Jamboree with my good friend Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, that somebody will love you the way that I do.
Well, yes, friends, following those classics out of the Ottawa Valley, we're back here on the Way Back Country Morning Show in Jamboree. As I invite y'all to turn back the years to 2018 with an original interview from that year that was aired on February the 10th, 2019, in honor of Ernest Tubbs' 105th birthday. With that, it brings me great honor to share this interview with y'all today of the late, great Glenn Douglas Tubb, who was, of course, the nephew of the late, great Ernest Tubb. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic by Ernest Tubb's nephew that he wrote, but Henson Cargo took up the charts, titled Skip a Rope. A song that in many ways was before its time, but to me is just as relevant today as it was way back in 1968. Well, then again, maybe it's more relevant in today's world and how the time is today. With that, let's turn back the years to 2019 and revisit this interview with Glenn Douglas Tubb, the nephew of Ernest Tubb.
Howdy, Johnny. Good to be with you, buddy. And howdy to all your friends and neighbors who are listening in out there.
So you were born into country music royalty, and being the nephew of the legendary Texas troubadour, what is your earliest memories of music growing up?
Well, I think my earliest memory to do with Uncle Ernest was I must have been, I guess, maybe 5 years old at the time. We had moved from San Antonio to Fort Worth, Texas. Uncle Ernest had not brought Annie Lane and Justin to Fort Worth yet, and he was staying with us. And it was kind of a crowded house there because it wasn't a big house, and we had one room that was taken up with my mother's brother, who was dying with TB. You know, they had nothing to care with back then.
Yes.
And Uncle Ernest had his early morning radio show at that time, and I remember looking out the window one morning and seeing him walking through the front yard, and we had a little picket fence in the front with a gate, but that gate was squeaky, and he didn't use that gate. He stepped over that little picket fence so he wouldn't disturb Uncle Buddy. And I thought that was, I didn't realize it at the time, but that was a good indication of the kind of a man he was. So anyway, he went on to be a country music legend, but you know, we didn't know it at the time. And in fact, I was knee deep in country music about, I guess, 17 or 18 years old, working nightclubs and getting ready to record and all that. And one day I woke up and realized that Uncle Ernest wasn't just Uncle Ernest anymore. He was a country music legend. And it gave me a new outlook on him. I started looking at him a little different then.
I'd imagine. And he was a superstar in that time, too.
Yeah, he was. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but when I was doing my biography on him that I put on the radio, I discovered a lot of stuff about him. And I was looking in the Billboard charts, and in 1949 and 1950, he had 24 hit records in 24 months. Now, that's a hit record every 30 days. Of course, you know, they would never let anybody do that today.
No, they won't. That's for sure.
So I think that record's pretty well safe for him. Nobody will ever equal that. So.
No.
Anyway, he was what you call hot.
So talking about your Uncle Ernest, where did he gain the nickname, the Texas Troubadour?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. You know, when he was working there in Fort Worth on the radio, KGKO, his sponsor there was Universal Mills, who made Gold Chain Flour and Red Chain Cattle Feed. Well, they nicknamed him the Gold Chain Troubadour at that time. And sometime between, you know, that's when he wrote Walking the Floor Over You. It was an instant hit, and he became a star just overnight, although he had worked many years trying to get there. I don't know when. It was somewhere between Fort Worth and Nashville. I don't know if he decided to put it on there himself or if somebody came up with it. I don't know when it was done, Donnie, to tell you the truth.
But was it due to his Texas songs?
Oh, I think so. The fact that he was from Texas had a lot to do with it, and he was already known as the Gold Chain Troubadour.
Yes.
So the Troubadour had already been put on his name, but I guess somebody decided to make it a little more encompassing, and they put Texas on there instead of Gold Chain. Sorry I couldn't help you anymore, but I just don't know. I don't know who did that.
An interesting story, nonetheless, and you're a true country music legend in your own right, with writing the legendary song Skipper Rope.
I'm just old. You know, my grandpa used to say that even a blind hog will find an acorn every once in a while. And I just got lucky. I've been writing a long time, and you write enough songs, and you know, if you're writing pretty good songs, you're gonna get a good one every once in a while. And I lucked out. I got Hank Williams and Uncle Ernest were my tutors when I was learning to write. And, you know, he taught me a lot, both of them did. And I was very fortunate. And after Hank died, I had been with him just about 10 days before he died in Austin, Texas. I didn't realize that was going to be the last time I'd see him. But we were singing songs to each other in his dressing room at this nightclub. And he sang me his new record that was fixing to come out. He said, I think it's going to be a good one. And it was Your Cheating Heart and Kalaji. Yes. Anyway, he was dead a few, I guess, about 2 weeks later, something like that. Anyway, he left the song unfinished, and it wasn't even on tape. All they had were some lyrics, and his widow, Audrey, gave those lyrics to me and asked me to finish the song. And I didn't feel worthy at the time to do it, but I took it and I kept it in my guitar case for a long time. And several years later, I did finish the song. And it's a long story, but the song got buried for a long time. And we just got it out of the ground about 4 or 5 years ago. And it's called Heartbroken, Forsaken, and Alone. And I've got it in one of my CDs. And Jennifer Brantley and four or five others have recorded it. It's just a good old country gospel song. I was very blessed to get to do that, to get my name on the song with Hank Williams.
And would you tell us about Skipper Rope?
Skipper Rope was a war protest song at the time. Jack Moran, this high young fellow from Pennsylvania, came down here to Nashville and thought I'd be a songwriter, and he had a bunch of songs on a little 3-inch reel of tape. Him and his manager run into me one day at lunch, and they gave me this tape, and I took it back to the office, and after a while I listened to it. There was a bunch of very unusual songs on there, and one of them was Skipper Rope, and it was very big disjointed, and it wasn't put together like it should be, and it had about 20 verses to it.
Oh, wow.
And a whole lot of them were at the war and everything, and, and I figured that was unnecessary, and I just went to the family situation, and which is universal when you just boil it down to that. I took it home. I worked on it, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I got the melody like I wanted it, and I went in the next day and I played it for my publisher. And he said, "That's great." He said, "But don't you waste my time, my money, demoing that song." He said, "You'll never get it recorded. And if you do, it'll never get out of the box. They'll never play it on the radio and nobody will ever buy it." So I had to sneak it on the demo session one time.
Uh-huh.
And I sneaked it on about the last 10 minutes of a session. And it was a fast demo, but it was just this Don Law at Columbia Records who produced the session for Henson Cargo on Skipper Rope. He followed that demo to a T, and I was glad that we did it like we did it. We did it real simple, and it turned out to be the right way to do it. And I thank old Don for doing it that way, and it came out just right.
And it is one of the greatest songs in country music history, as far as I'm concerned.
We've been very blessed with it. It's been recorded, I don't know, I checked on it about 20 years ago. It's been cut over 200 times at that time.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know how many times it's been cut now. But, you know, my publisher, even after we got it recorded, he kept saying, you'll never get it on a label,
uh-huh.
and it'll never get released, and the radio will never play it. And he was almost right, but we finally got Fred Foster at Monument Records to put it out, and it was an instant hit. And the Monument Record just happened to be in Hendersonville, where I lived, and I would go by the office every morning on my way to work at Tree Publishing downtown, and I'd get the sales figures on the record, and I would take it into my office and give it to my publisher buddy Kevin, and he'd look at it and he said, it's all hype. He said, "It's not a hit, never will be." And he kept saying that the whole time the thing was number one for 5 weeks.
Wow.
And he kept saying it was a hype, and he went to his grave like that. And I feel sorry for him about that, because he was such a great music man. He was right about so many things, but he was wrong about this one thing, and he just couldn't stand it. And I'm sorry he was that way, but he was wrong on that one. And,
yes, he sure was.
But he never would admit it, and I feel sorry. You know, it kind of makes me feel bad that he never would admit that, but mm-hmm. life goes on. And,
that's for sure.
I have to forget about that stuff and realize how blessed that me and Jack were to have such a song that just hang on and hang on like it has.
Yes.
And, you know, it's been 50 years. This is the 50th anniversary this year.
Oh, wow.
And mm-hmm. that's a pretty long time for a song to
hang
on like it has. And it's just as current today as it was
if not more.
68. Yeah. And so we're just very blessed. I praise the Lord and thank him every day.
Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. Last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Ain't kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Now what was that they said about a golden rule? Never mind the rules, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Skip a rope, skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Stand
stab them in the back, that's the name of the game. And mommy and daddy are who's to blame. Skip a rope, skip a rope. Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what the children say. Skip a rope, skip a rope, skip a rope, skip a rope.
Oh, take me back to those good old days, those times not very long ago. Let me relive again those sweet memories of my life in my Irish.
Hello, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. From his home in Donegal, Ireland, to the capital of Canada, Ottawa, Ontario, I'd like to welcome y'all to an upcoming concert experience coming up on Wednesday, September 11th in the capital of Canada, Ottawa, Ontario. That'll be the night that international reclaimed star as well as best-selling artist Daniel O'Donnell will be coming to the National Arts Centre in Ottawa, Ontario. The doors open early and the show starts at 7 p.m., so this is going to be your chance to see a great musician and longtime friend of yours and mine. Tickets start at $100, and you can contact the National Arts Center in Ottawa at their box office at 1-888-991-2787 for more information. This is going to be one night you're not going to want to miss with, yes, national acclaimed international star Daniel O'Donnell.
Live again those sweet memories of my life in my Irish country home.
And yes, friends, I do hope to see y'all out at that great show for Daniel O'Donnell on the Wednesday coming up. That's the 11th of September. Now, as I welcome y'all back into the Wayback Country Jamboree following that interview with the late, great Glenn Douglas Tubb from 2019, we're back here once again. It's time to turn back the years to the golden age of country music vinyl with a segment I like to call the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. But before we do this, we must open the vinyl vault door here this morning. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's turn back the years and revisit the duet career of none other than Miss Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter, and also the Texas troubadour Ernest Tubb. And they recorded many duets together during the 60s. With that said, I would like to turn back the year to 1965 and an all-time classic titled Mr. and Mrs. Used to Be. Now, a little history about this is that it came out in 1965 and was the main track off the first duet project that these two legends ever recorded. So with that, let's turn up the volume as we revisit this 1965 classic, Mr. and Mrs. Used to Be.
You and me, but heaven sure has changed nice as you used to be.
But yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show this morning. With that mentioned, I'd like to play us into the second hour, 9 o'clock here, with three great gospel favorites. First of all, these are all going to be uplifting numbers. And first of all, it's going to be Miss Martha Carson and an old-time classic titled Satisfied. Then we'll follow with the Queen of Appalachian Mountains of West Virginia, none other than Wilma Lee Cooper, and He Will Set Your Fields on Fire. And then we'll wrap up this set and send us into the very top at 9 o'clock with none other than Ernest Tubb, ODT, and When Jesus Calls. And I'll talk to you on the other side of the 9 o'clock hour, and I'd just like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
Sing the soul rejoice who trusted in his grace. You have flushed with sin, fell his knock with sin, yet tried to hide your face from the blessed Lord and his own true word. But still you say retire, leave the downward path, kindly knock God's wrath, for he'll set your fields on fire.
He will set your fields on fire. If the sin is desire.
You must fall.
Let the Lord your soul inspire. If you join the heavenly choir.
Take a friend's advice, make the sacrifice, completely turn from sin. Taking up the cross, counting earth as dross, let Jesus live within. When temptations come, keep on facing home to Satan, never higher. But rejoice and pray on that last great day when he sets the world on fire.
He will set your fears on fire. If your sin is your desire, you have heard Jesus Christ. He did let you sin must fall. Let the Lord your soul inspire. If you join the heavenly choir,
rejoice with him as the sun grows dim when he sets the world on
sisters, we know he's coming, so it's up to us if we want to go. When Jesus calls, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. When Jesus calls, the time is nearing when we'll be hearing that trumpet blow. Trumpet blow when Jesus calls.